The trustees for Social Security and Medicare announced their annual estimates today for the dates when those two programs are expected to go broke. Social Security gets a 1 year, moves up 1 year to 2041 instead of the last projection of 2042. On the other hand, Medicare's meltdown is expected a year earlier in 2020. Again, both programs now going bankrupt 1 year earlier than previous projections. Small changes, but big political fodder this year. Joining us now is Jonathan Weissman, who covers the financial side of Social Security for the Washington Post, and he's with us from the bureau, microphones there at the newspaper. Thanks very much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
These are pretty small changes. Does this make any big difference to taxpayers?
Well, first of all, let me correct you. Actually, the Medicare situation actually improved by 1 year. It went from 2019 to 2020.
Ah, okay.
But remember, 2020 is still before 2041. And I just want to say that one of the remarkable things about this report is the dissonant voice that came from the independent trustees, the ones that are not actually Bush administration cabinet members. They wrote, "The financial outlook for Social Security has improved marginally since 2000. In sharp contrast, Medicare's financial outlook has deteriorated dramatically over the past 5 years and is now much worse than Social Security's." That is not what the administration was trying to emphasize today.
There is another important date, which is when both programs hit a point where they pay out more in benefits than they bring in. Those projections also came out today.
That's right. Medicare already has reached that point, and Social Security will reach that point in 2017 rather than in 2018 that was projected last year.
So how is this going to factor in, do you think, into the debate over changes to Social Security that President Bush has been campaigning for?
Well, what we've seen so far today is just it's only getting both sides to dig in their heels further. The Republicans are saying, "Ha-ha, we have new evidence that Social Security is in terrible shape and it's getting worse." The Democrats came forward as if from another universe, really, and said, "This is proof that Social Security is on sound financial footing and everything is pretty hunky-dory." So I don't see a whole lot of room for compromise there. Now, I do think that there are some Democrats out there who are saying this does show that there is a significant problem with Social Security that needs to be addressed. But they say that the way the president wants to address it with these private savings accounts is not what they support and would only make the situation worse. And there are some Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham who are saying, "Look, we all have to come to an agreement that we need to make Social Security solvent, and then after we do that, then we'll talk about what to do about these personal accounts."
But what about Medicare? As you pointed out, Medicare is already paying out more than it's taking in.
That's what's remarkable. The administration and everyone in Congress simply doesn't want to talk about Medicare. When pushed, the administration says, "Well, you know, we passed Medicare legislation last year, and that
contains the
prescription drug benefit, and it contains some measures that will control growth in the future." Well, that message is somewhat contradicted by the trustees' report today, which shows that simply the growth of the prescription drug benefit will dwarf the problems of Social Security in the future, that Medicare is in a mess. And the problem here is that no one seems to have a solution to Medicare. They want to talk about Social Security because at least they have some idea of what to do about it.
And, of course, in the states, the problem isn't either of those so much as Medicaid, which is also experiencing financial difficulties.
That's right. And some administration officials, the dreaded senior administration officials who were sent out to brief us after Treasury Secretary Snow did, admitted that, you know, Medicaid is a big issue and Medicare is a big issue. But, you know, there's not a lot of answers out there. And health care really is the most pressing fiscal issue facing this country.
Well, stay tuned to NPR News today for continuing coverage as we probe further into the figures that were released by the trustees for Medicare and Social Security today. Jonathan Weissman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Weissman is a financial reporter for The Washington Post and joined us from the studios at The Post here in Washington, D.C. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.